This is episode 1690. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being here as you give yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, we launch into a brand new meditation series we'll explore all week long. And the theme for this week's series is clarity. If you've been listening to the meditations from the beginning of the year up until today, you will have noticed we have been giving you a fresh start as you begin a brand new year. And each series we've explored so far this month of January has been all about a fresh start, starting over, a new beginning. And you picked a word of the year, and you also picked a virtue to focus on. Now, if you're just joining us, no worries. You can always go back and listen to the episodes. They don't necessarily follow any sequence, but they do follow a certain theme. So you can really listen to any episode at any time. And you'll notice that I share a different meditation technique every day, and that the technique is always customized around the week's theme. And these themes are all about how you manage your emotions, how you manage your moods. So as you explore clarity, I encourage you to keep in mind what we've already explored throughout this month. And as I mentioned, if you're brand new, no worries at all. You are right where you want to be. As you think about clarity, I am going to share with you throughout this week about how to improve your brain's health. And I'll be sharing with you ways you can reduce the impact of the digital age we are in, with the internet and all the devices that you probably rely on, just like I do, to get through your day. In fact, I know you do, because you are here listening to this podcast. And so you are on a device of some kind. And these devices are fantastic. But there is some research showing that some of the devices and the way we use our devices can actually rewire your brain. Well, guess what? Meditation is also shown to create new neural pathways in your brain, in your prefrontal lobe area. This is the part of the brain that helps you manage stress in a much better way. So just because you meditate doesn't necessarily mean that you're no longer stressed and that your life is suddenly stress-free. You've got it under control because you meditate. It doesn't work quite like that. How it works is that you do still experience stress, but in brains that meditate consistently, the impact of stress is for a shorter duration, and so you bounce back much more quickly, and you're able to manage yourself under stress in a much better way. You begin to notice this even after only meditating for 2 weeks. You will notice if you do this meditation sitting in silence consistently for even 10 minutes a day, for 2 weeks, you will begin to notice yourself respond in a better way to stress. Try it. Why not? Why not try it? 2 weeks of your life, 10 minutes a day. I know you can do this. Millions of people are indeed doing it. More and more people are meditating. So when you think about your own ritual and why you meditate, I encourage you to think about the kind of clarity you need in your life. Where do you seek clarity? That may be one of the reasons why you decided to meditate, for some clarity. So throughout this series, you're going to discover a different way and a different technique for clarity each day. So let's get you started with your first technique, and that is awareness, simply to become aware. If you'd like the full guided meditations, you can try for 2 weeks, absolutely free access. When you subscribe, you receive 2 weeks free access. You can cancel the app at any time within those 2 weeks, but you receive access to over 1,800 meditations. So not just a small section of the app, but rather the full app. And you also get the slow down guide that you can download and keep for each week's series with all the techniques organized for you. It's like a meditation cheat sheet you can keep at your fingertips when you're feeling stressed. Pick out a technique and do it. And you also have a journal. So this week, it's a clarity journal. The journals are always customized for the weekly theme. So those are some nice tools to support you along the way if you want to go more deeply into a weekly series. You can meditate for up to half an hour for each meditation, breaking off at any point you want. So that's the Sip and Om meditation app, my app I just created not too long ago. And you now should sit down and meditate. Let's do this. As you close your eyes, keep them slightly elevated upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Straighten up your spine and begin to feel your whole body relax. Inhale and exhale through your nose, keeping your breath nice and soft. Bring to mind an area of your life where you'd like more clarity. Where are you seeking clarity? Maybe you're not sure if you should pursue something. Or maybe you'd like more clarity about a relationship you're in. Or how best to support a loved one or your family. Clarity on your health. Maybe clarity in your home. Maybe you want to create a different home life for yourself. Now, as you consider this part of your life where you'd like to bring in more clarity, think about how this clarity will connect you more to the world around you, making your goals, your focus, about more than yourself. Continue to sit in meditation, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.